Hello children, I am Shriparna Acharji from ACS1 Tarapur. So here I will explain you the first module of chapter 6, Human Resources Geography. Okay, so human resource, as from the first chapter you are studying about the resources, you know what exactly the resources they mean. Okay, coming to human resource, human, they are also resources for a country. Without this human resource, the country cannot prosper. The true resource to the country are its population. Okay, people are nation's greatest resources. So whatever the natural resources we have in a country will not be so significant for the country unless and until people, they are present. It is human resource, they are there to use them. So that's why we need human resource. Otherwise, if the country is having plenty of coal deposit, mineral, any other mineral deposit, then also there are nobody to use it. So the country cannot prosper. The country will have all these resources as substance only. It will not be resource to that country. Okay, so people, they are country's greatest resource. Why these people, they are resource to the country? So it's only because all the people, they have their own way of thinking, they have their ability. Okay, so because of their ability, the people, they are known as resources for the country. Okay, so healthy, educated and motivated people develop resources as per their requirement. Human resources, like other resources, are not equally distributed over the world. Okay, so healthy, educated and motivated people only, they make the human resource for the country. So as because this type of people, the combination of all three cannot be present in every country, hence we can say that human resource, they are not equally distributed throughout the world. And we know that any resource, name any resource, you will not find that it is equally distributed throughout the world. They differ in their educational level, age and sex. So that here human resource, they differ in educational level, age wise and sex wise also, they are different. Their number and characteristic also keep on changing. Okay, human resources, like other resources, are not equally distributed over the world. Some part you will get more people, they are living. Some place you will find that less people, they are living. Okay, their number characteristic, it will also change. So what are their number and characteristic? That is education level, age and sex. Okay, education level means the more highly qualified the human resource they are living in the country, the more the country will develop. Then age wise also, if there are more working class people, that is the people who are earning more, they will give in return, contribute also more to the country's development. Okay, sex wise also, male and female ratio, that is also important, because now, these male and female ratio will only tell us about the that is productivity of that country. Okay, then distribution of population, the way in which people are spread across the earth's surface is known as pattern of population distribution. Okay, population distribution pattern. From you can see from the map that some areas of the world, the red dots are more, that means more concentration of people. Okay, some other places you can find that very less dots are there, that means very less population they are living in that region. Okay, 90% of world's population lives in about 10% of land surface, and that too you can see that maximum people live in northern hemisphere as compared to southern hemisphere. Okay, some areas are very crowded and some are sparsely populated. So crowded in some area are crowded and some area are sparsely populated, that means less people they live there. why less people? Maybe the condition is not favorable for living. Maybe it is mountainous region, or maybe the region is not having the development. Okay, or more population, so less job opportunity. That's why the population is sparsely over there. Okay. The crowded areas are South and Southeast Asia, Europe and Northeastern North America. So, crowded areas of the world, you can find that South and Southeast Asia. South and Southeast Asia, the part of Indonesia, Malaysia, okay, even India, okay, they are the crowded areas. Then Asia, Europe and Northeast North America, okay, Europe is also there, and Northeast North America, it is also crowded. More people like to settle down there because of job opportunity or the favorable climatic condition, whatever may be the reason. Okay, very few people live in high altitude areas, tropical desert, high mountain areas of equatorial forest, where the condition is not suitable for the people to live properly. Those areas will be sparsely populated, especially mountain. It is very difficult to construct houses, roads in mountain. So that's why the high altitudinal areas are means not crowded. Okay, high latitudinal areas, because they are snow covered, that's why also they are not crowded. Then tropical desert, because less water is there, heat, these are all the drawbacks. Okay. So, equatorial forest, continuously rain, the temperature is not at all suitable, atmospheric condition is not at all suitable because of the humidity, continuous rainfall and hot temperatures. Okay, so these areas are less crowded. Then northern hemisphere, many people live in northern part of equator than south of equator. Northern hemisphere, especially northern hemisphere, is overcrowded as compared to southern hemisphere. Almost 3/4 of world people live in 2 continents, Asia and Africa. So these are the 2 continents where we find maximum number of people they are living in. Okay. 60% of world people stay in just 10 countries. All of them have more than 100 million people. So here you can see from this picture, that is how many people they live in Asia, how many people they live in Europe, how many people they live in Africa, Central and South America, then North America, Oceania, all these people, they are means all the, from this picture we can find that how many people they are living in the country, and the colors represent the proper continents also. So you can see that living in Oceania includes Australia, New Zealand and Pacific Island, some of the Pacific Island. So only one, okay, of every 100 people in the world, this indicate of every 100 people in the world. So that's why it is showing in this way. One person doesn't mean that in all this continent only one person is living. It represents of every 100 people one. Okay. Then density of population. Population density is the number of people living in a unit area of earth surface. In particular unit area, 1 square kilometer area, how many people they are living. Like it is calculated, it is normally expressed as per square kilometer. Per square kilometer, how many people they are living will indicate the population density of that area. Average density of population in the whole world is 45 persons per square kilometer. Then when it comes to India, it is 324 person per square kilometer. Okay. Factors affecting distribution of population. So why the population is different in different places? Okay. So there are 4 important factors: geographical factors, social factor, cultural factor and economic factor, which plays a very important role in deciding that where the people they will prefer to live more. Okay, First, coming to geographical factors, there are some other sub-factors also which is related to geographical factor. First is topography, that means what type of land it is, whether it is mountainous region, plain region, coastal region, or any other type of place. Then coming to climate. Climate, that is what type of atmospheric condition. If the atmospheric condition is suitable, then the people will prefer to live in that area. Soil, what type of soil, whether the soil is suitable for agriculture or not. If the soil is not suitable for agriculture, what type of climate will be suitable? Then what type of soil will be suitable for agriculture? This will be important, okay? Because agriculture, if it is not supporting agriculture, then how the people, they will be doing any occupation there. Okay, then water, supply of water also is very important. Wherever the rivers are there, we will find that the cities they locate and they remain crowded also near the river. Minerals also play a very important role, because if minerals are there, then the people will prefer to live in that area because of job opportunity. Social will indicate that what type of health condition, education, this will also matter. Culture, religion, culture, language plays an important role. Economic, that means job opportunity, plays a very important role. Let's see in detail about geographical factors, that is topography. People always prefer to live in plain rather than mountain. Okay, that's why Ganga plain is more crowded as compared to Himalayan areas. Okay. Then climate, second geographical factor, climate. People usually avoid extreme climate that are very hot or very cold. That's why Sahara Desert or Canada, we will find that it is sparsely populated. Soil, because soil is suitable for agriculture, that's why we find that more people, they prefer to live in Ganga and Brahmaputra area, as well as some people, they also live in Nile and Nile in Egypt. Okay, because these area, they have water supply and the land is also fertile. Water. People prefer to live in the areas where fresh water is easily available. So, as I told you, river valleys or near the bank of river, you will find the cities, they are densely populated as compared to the desert area. Then coming to minerals, wherever the deposit of minerals are there, those area will be densely populated. Okay. Now, social factor. Areas of better housing, education and health facilities are more densely populated. Example is Pune. Okay, Pune, or like that you will find Mumbai, Pune, Delhi. These are all the other cities where we find education, housing, health facility. Everything is there. So the cities are crowded. Cultural. Places with religion or cultural significance attract people. Varanasi, Jerusalem and Vatican City are some examples. So these are the cities which are related with cultural importance. There, because of the regional importance and cultural importance, the people, they prefer to live in those cities. Economy. Industrial areas provide employment. Hence, large number of people, they get attracted toward these areas. For example, Osaka in Japan and Mumbai in India are two densely populated areas. Okay, so here we have studied till this geographical factors and some of the social, economic and cultural factors which are responsible for distribution of population. Okay, next module we will continue. Thank you.